Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. With us right now is Stuart Hoffman, Executive Director with Charlie's House. We're going to talk about the 2023 Safe Home, Safe Child Awards that's happening on the 21st. Stuart, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I am glad to talk to you. First of all, for people who don't know about Charlie's House, tell us about the organization.
Okay, so we are a nonprofit. We focus in on preventing injuries and accidents to children in and around the house. We got started as a result of as some nonprofits do, as a tragedy. Charlie was a little boy that was climbing on the dresser in his bedroom and it fell over on top of him. And as a result of that, he suffocated. His parents started Charlie's House in an effort to educate other parents because they thought they didn't know furniture could do that. They didn't know that you could have purchased a device to keep that from happening. And they wondered how many other parents didn't know that too. So we deliver on our mission we increase awareness of the types of risks that can happen around the house. We educate parents on how to take action. And then we provide safety devices to empower them to do that.
Tell us about the awards program and how that came about.
Sure. So this came about shortly after we opened up our safety demonstration house, which is located about two blocks from Children's Mercy Hospital, and it is the nation's first safety demonstration house.
Nice.
We started the awards event to recognize people in the community. We recognize an individual, an organization, and a business for their commitment to keeping their family safe, keeping a home safe, all types of different types of safety in and around the home. And so each year we select an individual to recognize. And this year it's an individual and an organization that we're recognizing.
Yeah, Stuart, tell us about who you'll be recognizing at the awards.
Okay, so the individual that we're recognizing is Dr. Denise Dowd, area pediatrician associated with Children's Mercy Hospital and a professor at UMKC. She is also a past board member of Charlie's House, is being recognized for her efforts, her commitment, and she has a very strong passion for keeping children safe, and especially with safe for firearms and gun safety. Gunshots are the number one cause of children dying of unintentional injuries in the home. And so she has made it a very strong effort out there to educate parents on how to take precautions to keep their kids from getting a hold of firearms in the house and discharging them.
Tell me when the award show will take place.
The award show takes place on Thursday, starting at 5:30 at the Grand Street Cafe. We're not only recognize Dr. Dowd, but we're also recognizing the Assistance League of Kansas City and for their commitment to their program that's called I'm in Charge, is committed to educating children and youth and children on how to be more responsible and how to take charge of areas like fire safety, gun safety, vehicle safety, all those types of things in and around the home. So we'll be recognizing them. Another highlight of the program on Thursday will be our guest speaker for the evening is going to be Commissioner Peter Feldman, who is a commissioner with the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission. He's coming into town. He's mainly promoting their recent passage of the Sturdy Act, which is an act that was voted on this year. It went into law on September 1st, and it focuses in on working with furniture manufacturers to develop specs that will keep the furniture more safe in the house.
Okay.
So Commissioner Feldman will be providing remarks. And then our founder, Brett Horn, is receiving an award that night from the American Society for Testing Materials, or as they refer to themselves as the ASTM.
Okay.
He's receiving their high honor of the James A. Thompson Presidential Award for his commitment and advocacy to helping with the helping of getting that Sturdy Act passed through working with elected officials and making sure that they are aware of the not only the dangers, but also that how they could help, how this act can help reduce the number of injuries. One of the things that we always point out is that a child dies every 2 weeks as a result of a tip-over accident. And that could be a tip-over of a piece of furniture, a television, or an appliance. And we are definitely trying to reduce that number.
I'm glad we can try to help play a part here by giving this information out today, Stuart. Thank you for your time. I appreciate that. If they want to learn more information about Charlie's House or actually get tickets to be a part of the award show that's coming up this Thursday, how can they do that?
They just need to contact us. They can go to our website, which is charlieshouse.org. They learn more about Charlie's House. They can also sign up for a tour of our safety demonstration house. Everything that we do at the safety demonstration house is at no cost, so they can come take a tour and see how to set up their own house to make it safe for their kids. And they can also purchase tickets for the event.
That sounds good. Stuart, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And much success to Charlie's House, and have a lot of fun on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you very much.